Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
First of all, I'm very happy to see so many people who are already dressed in Krishna consciousness or who are very attracted to the process.
I have no reason to be able to talk about it. Because I've been Krishna, I have been Krishna,
most of my lectures I am holding really before people who do not know anything about Krishna consciousness. But today, yeah, the family.
Většina předá, nemám ty lidmi, když se jako znám, že to píše, a možná mi to znovu na družení.
So I really thought that the best way to spend the few moments of time which we have is that I will give a little Krishna conscious presentation to all of you, and then I will ask or answer questions of you which you may have developed over the last week or last few months or so.
No, my jsme tady nejvíc kuristili, když měli takový hlub profesionál skupek, kde bym se stál na krátko, kde je skrýšne. Potom pár jsem povábil, kde bych stále to prošáňa, kde bych pač vyzejí do
I also have two questions for you. So my first point is that the urge to look beyond the material life is an urge which you can find in all cultures since the beginning of mankind.
Že ta hliskáně, to se dvíhne na nám, tak nám žijeme, zpájelo se kultura od sámi do začíta štěvěště.
But we sit together here in the beginning of spring to have, and have a spiritual program is really not so special.
No, to je to, když se dají sedíme do začíta konáli, když máme duchovný program, my to není takovou posledně.
Since time immemorial, people were aware that the promises of material life cannot be kept intact.
Možná ta materiální šance, že se lidé zavedli, že obluva materiálního života nemůže stát.
And therefore, since time immemorial, people have looked to for the adventure of the spiritual path.
Myslím, že to jsme viděli po dálním šátu, že živíš če já, po fotování na duchovní
fotování. The time immemorial people know that a bona fide spiritual path takes them beyond the very narrow border of material life.
Myslím, že po dálním šátu věděli, že ve rozstavě duchovní protect lahko přepěle preko nejá a materiálního života.
There's a poem of a great transcendentalist called Mira who said the poem is entitled Why Mira Can't Go Home.
No, and there is a transcendentalist called Mira in a pisala
piece. Mira Bai, huh?
Mira Bai. In a pisala piece. Because I'm a slow, yeah? The time Mira in the morning we didn't know.
And she says, I have followed the path which the ecstatic human beings have gone since time immemorial. That's why I can't go home.
In all of that, it's a shop of ecstatic reporting to the Felix Shri Vigeja of Kada Mina. There's a book in the world of any of them all.
Let me tell you, Mira, which is a very moving one.
And then I'm Purim, Jelenia Mira, she was a law of the New York.
She was actually a princess. And once, when she was only 7 years old, she looked outside the window of her palace and saw a marriage party going by. Marriage parties in India are quite a sensation.
The
musicians, dancers, elephants, and actors, and you know, you name it.
When Tasha said it was in large and place in the drawing room, in the house, in the same washroom.
So Mira saw this and said, ask her mother in the palace, what is it?
When Mira told her, and the Shah Shah Mark was allowed to come at
all. And the mother said, this is marriage, Mira.
Well, it's Puroka, Mira. And
then the woman said, yeah, in the marriage, like forever, yes. So Mira asked, can I also marry? Like a child, she wanted to have all the fanfare and to get the music of the marriage.
So the Sabbath prophet, to be honest, made a fanfare in the least broken.
So the mother said, oh Mira, you are married already to Krishna. Now, later, when it came time for the young princess to marry, she remembered her eternal relationship to Krishna. And she always served her deity in the temple with more attention than her husband. Then a war came. And her husband was dying, but was killed in that war. And she, let me say, came into the family of the brother of the husband. The brother wanted that she marry again. But Mira did not
want.
By that time, she was totally dedicated to the service of God. In the night, she often spoke to God in deep prayer. The brother of her former husband was very angry that she would not behave like a normal princess, but really like a devotee. There were many conflicts. Until finally, Mira left home. And she went to a holy place called
Dvaraka.
And it is historically recorded that in one very ecstatic glorification of Krishna, she just entered the altar and disappeared. And I really didn't intend to speak so long about Mira. Because I quoted her, I felt I have to give you a little historical background. Those who follow the path of spiritual life often find themselves in a similar situation, and that is that they, in a way, stand out differently of the world, from the world of man.
Pogosto je, da ljudje, ki se podajajo na duhovno pot, se znajdejo v podobni situaciji, namreč da začnejo izstopati od sveta normalnih ljudi.
Old friend asked, what has happened to Andrej, to Vilja,
Моя приятелица, точнее, спрашивала, как ты любила с Андреем и с Сильвио?
Yes. Why are they so different?
Разве Кайса и Сильвио такие личные?
What makes them different then?
Кайса любила с ними?
And sometimes this can cause a conflict.
И часто это может быть периодом конфликта.
I remember when I was in beginning to become interested in Krishna consciousness, I was invited in to a marriage of my aunt. And I stood before the buffet and wanted to, you know, find something vegetarian and then it was like most things. And I remember my uncle came to me and said, everything's so nice, now why do you have it? Just
eat.
And I said, I'm sorry, happiness with my stomach, I really can't eat so
Аз съм рекъл, жал я, но нека е речно робен ван, желотка ми не може да ехам.
But my undertaker said, no, you can digest milk if you want.
Ама ако си ти за нея ехам, ако знам, че ако прибавиш жебен.
And I remember the whole, you know, almost the 300 guests surrounded me, so eat.
Сумия се, да това е 300 гласа ме обкружила и съм стравил, ей.
And finally I just exploded and said, no meat is murder. And then the whole conflict. The whole marriage was just talking about the marriage party, about the advantages and disadvantages of a vegetarian diet.
Yeah. Добрых и славных страны вегетарианской прихраны.
So for someone who comes in contact with the spiritual path, it is natural that some conflict will arise. Because we have adopted a new information, a new knowledge, which he now applies into his life.
Знаю, да, я такого нормально, да, чтобы доступен на духовный порт, или в разные конфликты, когда я здесь сприю новое знание,
Now there are two ways to deal with this conflict. The fanatical way. And the mature way. The fanatical way is that you just want to convert everyone to your way of life. And this will cause further and further conflict. Until finally this conflict also hurts your determination. The mature way is that you understand these people, your friends cannot appreciate your new lifestyle because they don't have the same information as you have.
Če pa smo gledali potem, da vemo, da te ljudje ne morejo razumeti tvoje nove življenjskega stila, ker nimajo te tistih informacij, kot jih imaš ti.
So, if you feel deep for your friends, some deep feelings for your friends, you should ask them, are you willing to find out what are my new, let me say, my reasons for my new activities and convictions? And if they want to find out in a peaceful and mature way, then you can sit together and discuss person to person.
If you want to see the manner in which others function, then you can sit with them and talk about it.
But not in an angry way. Not even defend the faith. But in a conciliar faith, you find out what they know already of spiritual
life,
or what interests them,
and
then you present whatever you know in a modest way to them. So, someone who goes on the path of spiritual life will find obstacles. One type of obstacle I was mentioning is that the old friends are not maybe understanding your new life very nicely.
Eno vedo sem že omenil, da tvoji prijatelji mogoče ne razumejo tvoje novega življenja na najboljši način.
But there are other obstacles as well.
So pa še druge ovire.
And these are the obstacles which are within your letter.
To pa so ovire, ki so znotraj vašega srca.
The greatest obstacle really is attachment to the old days.
Zares največja ovira je naša navezanost na na stare navade.
I want to tell you a very nice story. She was part of you for that.
Zdaj vam bom povedal eno zelo fino zgodbo, katera mi je še prava navada.
But I think maybe you could open this window for a little while so that you get fresh air and fresh wind in our brain. So once there was a very rich man in Calcutta. He was a Samunda.
And
he had a beautiful daughter whom, a son which he wanted to marry in the town called Chandipur.
Ki ga je hotel poročiti v družini v Šantipuru.
Our Nandi Mukhi has been in Šantipuru this year, I believe, and distributed lots of tons of prasad, isn't it? You missed this. But our movement goes every day, every year to Šantipuru and distributes different quantities of prasad.
Naši babke vsako leto gredo v tam mesto, Šantipur, in tam dobijo velike količine posada.
So this man wanted to marry his son in Šantipur.
Torej ta človek je hotel poročiti svojega sina v Šantipur.
And the marriage date was put on a very astrological, on a day which was astrologically just
perfect.
Day and time, Avaduta.
Je določen na dan in na točno uro, čas, ki bi ravno popoln najboljši za poroko.
9 o'clock in the morning.
In to ob 9 zjutraj.
And
25. aprila.
So they were traveling all day and finally they came to the bank of the Ganga. They couldn't, the road stopped there.
Potovali so v dan in končno se je pot končala ob reki Gangi.
It was already 6 o'clock in the evening. And they were very tired. It was still a few, maybe 25 kilometers to go to Shantipur. So they decided to ask a boatman to take a big boat for 50 people, in India you can find such boats, and row them throughout the night to Shantipur.
Odločili so se, da najamejo čolnarja, veliki čolnov, za 50 ljudi, takšne na računalnik v Indiji, in da jih odpelje čez noč v Šantipur.
Yes, and they said, really, we must be there at around 8 o'clock.
In so rekli, da moramo vsaj čim biti tam ob približno 8 ur.
Our son is marrying.
Naš sin se bo poročal.
Therefore, you must make sure that you arrive in time.
In so moraš zagotoviti, da bomo pravočasno prišli.
They said the boatman, I won't do it. This is very hard work to row through the night. But I will ask other people from the village and then it's not happening.
Mint a csinálni egyébként. Ez volt a skola például, hogy például nagy viszlát, hanem akkor, mint a prasztok, akkor most jelent, de újra sem, mint a tényleg a volt a skola.
Ilyen szeretett a minden. So they went all on the boat. And they closed the curtains. And began to sleep and snore. So the boatmen had been rowing the whole night. Finally the morning arrived. So all the people were still sleeping behind the curtain. Then all of a sudden they heard loud quarreling. The boatmen were quarreling. We have rowed the whole night. But we have not moved even 1 meter. What is the matter? And the people thought, oh no, they opened the curtain and saw the same landscape. Both men, why did you cheat us?
Now we will not get to
the auspicious date.
Then we walk in street of a chapel, then we go to chapel.
And maybe the woman will look for another moose.
We also put a zen of the car through the mazah.
A scandal!
Scandal!
So one old man was very intelligent.
When that's not what was going to be able.
He looked and he found out the anchor was not lifted. Figure.
And if we didn't leave the figure, he said, put it in
the That was the reason.
He heard it out of.
So this is a story which Prabhupada told us to illustrate the fact of life, that if you have the anchor of attachment still in this world, you can row and row and row, but you won't move.
Mr. Prabhupada premier of the spirit that of the Juma Swain of Vedanta. But then of course Islam and Islam and Roma is a
while I'm saying this, I'm looking into the audience. Yes, and I see some of you are so attached to computer games. Or to American movies. Or to Beatles music. Or modern. Some of you are so attached to sex life. And they're rowing and rowing. And they do so many activities to progress in spiritual life. May you him!
Ampak!
With Tidor! Tidor. I will never learn Slovenia. What is with your anchor?
Hi, Russian theater.
What is with your attachment?
Hi, Russian theater.
Therefore, at the end of my lecture, I will tell you a few simple methods how you can transfer your attachment from the material to the spiritual.
So in the concept of Dhyana, we know that we need to call it for the next of the reason of the material of the Dhyana.
Remember, we are speaking today about the external obstacles and also about the internal obstacles for advancing in Krishna consciousness.
In Pali, the Dhyana is going on, or the Dhyana is going on, or the Dhyana is going on, or the Dhyana is going on.
I see that Konamati has a notebook ready. So we have to speak very systematically now. The attachments, if you have attachments to the material world, It is difficult to really about
spiritual life.
But if you have attachment for Krishna, spiritual life, it's very, very, the same attachment helps you to advance.
Če pa si navezan na Krišno in na duhovno življenje, te iste navezanosti odpeljejo na duhovno življenje.
So the whole art of spiritual life is really to transfer our attachments from the material to the spiritual. That's the whole secret.
Tako je duhovno življenje, da prenesemo svoje navezanosti od materialnega k spiritualnemu.
Yes. The first, it is described that attachment to the material world stops you forever from progress.
The first part is written that the material world will stop you from progress.
But if you manage to transfer this attachment to the devotees of Krishna, oh, it goes very real advancement goes very well.
If you manage to transfer this attachment to the devotees of Krishna,
in material life, people cannot really work together very nicely. Because they see so much the differences in each other. But in spiritual life, we prefer to see the spiritual equality of everyone. We don't concentrate so much on the material differences, but on the spiritual equality of our being.
We se toliko ne sredotočimo na materialne razlike, ampak na duhovno enakost.
And we understand these devotees, they belong to my family. The next thing, how we can, you know, transfer our attachment, if we become attached to hearing more about Krishna.
No, druga stvar, da lahko prenesemo svoje navezanosti, je, da poslušamo več o Krishna.
If you actually hear about God, you become so attached to Krishna.
Če poslušaš o Bogu, se tako razviješ navezanost na Krishna.
By hearing more and more about Krishna, a door opens in your heart.
Ko poslušaš vse več in več o Krišni, se vrata odprejo po mojem srcu.
Yes, that's very good. And from this door, you know, once your heart is open to Krishna, then you can experience your eternal qualities of eternality, truthfulness, and love.
No, in ako enkrat, ko ti se te odpre, potem lahko razvijete svoje večne lastnosti, kot so vječnost, blaženost in
ljubav. Yes. Now these qualities are, you know, behind the locked door of your heart.
Zdaj so te vaše lastnosti za zaprtimi, zaklenimi vrati v
srcu. Yes, but by hearing about Krishna, these doors open.
Če pa poslušamo Krishna, se pa ta vrata odpro.
And you will see, yes, I'm an eternal servant of Krishna.
In boste videli, da, jaz sem Krishna večni služabnik.
Yes, and you will feel your love for Krishna.
In boste začutili svoje ljubezen do Krishna.
The feeling about Krishna will bite the love which closes your heart.
To poslušanje o Krishna bo zlomilo ključavnico, ki je zapira vaše srce.
This is described in the ancient Vedic scriptures of India.
Satham prasanga maha dhirya
sanghiyo, yes. So, please hear as much as possible about Krishna and find out yourself how the doors of your heart open. These are the two main activities which you can do so that you can become attached to Krishna instead of Maya.
To so neko velike aktivnosti, da se lahko navežete na Krishna, na nekaj normalno.
So, this process of Krishna consciousness is a very wonderful process because it helps us really to be connected again with Krishna.
Ta proces zavesti Krishna je res tudi, ker nam pomaga razpoznava povezanost s Shri Krishna.
Because by it, we can uncover or fully
our eternal relationship with the Lord.
Это колесо открыемо, а на она повечно от нас и все будет полно.
Прискайте силы.
Но это ваше великое творение.
И so that you can actually experience the benefits of spiritual life.
Для находянства и видите користь духовных
времен. Yes. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions regarding what I have said or any other questions in your spiritual life?
Arrivati Krishna Prashani, vedi che la carta non vedo, ha riportato Krishna con il drugo Prashani e ne è ricordo il suo.
There is only one question, okay? I will then ask my question first. What in your life inspires you the most? Why? Maybe I should give you some. Okay, what else?
Content.
You want to meet me a little bit?
Krishna
too.
When the Lord is coming, then we associate and teach
Master. What else inspires you?
Palestine Kirira.
Music.
Nagma.
Any music? Good music.
No. Sound.
Yeah, sound. Thank you. Nothing?
That you can prepare the work of the problem and prepare the solutions and then they don't without meetings with
anything.
You are very inspired, correct? Okay, you please all think about this a little bit more in your life.
We need to teach her again, before the day.
Some of you are a little shy today.
Because you have to ask
I will ask now another question.
Is that in the style, in the name of the child?
What totally frustrates you in your life?
Hát a polnak is when you become aware of the quality.
I think we hear now too many things about what was great as ever we did not feel about in the death corner. The reason why I'm asking you these two questions is because you should learn to increase what inspires you and learn to decrease what frustrates you.
Da se morate naučiti povečati tisto, kar vas inspirira v življenju in ti bo zmanjšati tisto, kar vas inspirira.
If it inspires you to be together with devotees, then increase the time.
Če vas inspirira druženje z vatami, potem povečate časovno.
If spiritual life inspires you, then do as much as possible spiritual life.
Če vas duhovno življenje inspirira, potem naredite, koliko se ne da v duhovno življenje.
Once there was a brahmana who went to a village where he wanted to live.
Nekoč je živel brahmana, ki je šel v vas, kjer je hotel živeti.
But before the village, he saw a graveyard.
Ampak pred to vasjo je zagledal pokopališče.
And there were these stones and he said, Mr. Patero, please. He died after 2.5 years.
Na tam je bilo drobnike in na enem je pisalo, gospod Patel, on je umrl že 2.5 let.
Mrs. Kisha Thakurani died after 1.9 years.
Gospod Gita Thakurani je umrla po 1.9 let.
Mr. Govinda Singh died after 2 years.
Gospod Govinda Singh je umrl po 2 letih.
And all these stones are very ridiculously short, how do you say,
dates.
So this brahmana was very, very perplexed. He felt, I have come to this village of death. Here I cannot say.
Tukaj pa že ne moram ostati.
And he was to go in the next morning. But he was requested to give a lecture. And he saw how all of the people came with a book. And they wrote
Vaishkonama.
And he was thinking, oh, they are very interested in spiritual life. This is an ideal place for Brahma. So he stayed another day.
In je pomislil, pa so res zainteresirani za duhovno življenje, to je idealno mesto za brahmana in je šel tam še en dan.
But he always remembered the strange graveyard with all the people who died so young.
Zmeraj pa je se spomnil znova na to čudno pokopališče, ki so cilj tako mlade umrli.
And he thought, I don't want to die so young.
In je pomislil, jaz pa že nočem umreti tako mlad.
So he bent on. The next morning he wanted to say goodbye.
In the same way, how does it go slowly?
And the people there, so he met a person and said, oh, you want to go already? Please stay. So the brahmana said, no, everyone dies so young here. I'm afraid.
Brahmana rekel, pa ne, vsi tako mladi tukaj umro, jaz se bojim.
So this man said, look at me, I'm 37 years old.
In ta človek je rekel, pogledaj mene, jaz sem star 37
let. And I have my old father.
Imam starega očeta.
He's here.
On še živi.
Don't worry.
Ne skrbi.
And what is about the graveyard?
Kaj je to pokopališče?
Oh, I will tell you. These surely a half year refer to the time spent in hearing about Krishna.
You see, very informative. So, for me, repetition for hour was the crucial of Krishna.
If you do this every day for 1 hour, then you are 80 years old, you are really 2.5 years old. Because you have heard all together 2.5 years. This is how a spiritually minded person approaches his life. He wants to live as long as possible. But spiritually, his day and his activities, he arranges in such a way that he has maximum amount of time for spiritual life. You look very fascinated. That's an interesting new concept, isn't it? Because these spiritual activities prepare you for eternal life. Don't do so many other activities and just which are just temporary. Hare Krishna. What is that? Sometimes when you translate, you must go at the end of the sentence, you must go down to the voice. This is very important. So, yes, any other questions? Nothing drives people of, my dear people of, what is it? Jalit, yes. Most of you are not from Jalit right here. Let us use our time well. Think about your
Siddha.
Think about how you can increase your attachment to Krishna. This life is only for a few days. When we live it correctly, we wake up in the eternal spiritual world. Do you have any points you would like to discuss with me?
Ali imate kakšne stvari, katere bi se radi pogovarjali z njo?
I think our boy had a question.
How can you do all this activity, be associated with the devotee, hear about Krishna and hear lectures and read them while you are changed in daily activities? In daily activities, in school, in job, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Do you have to leave it just keep everything and go to temple? You thought about it yesterday. You gave a nice example of boy in Sweden. Mm-hmm. You talk about the power of Vedic literature, about changing one's life. I also came to this point and I realized that my life is not okay and I want to change it, but I'm chained in daily activities in school.
You still go to school?
Yes, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. Should I quit the study and what? Ko lahko se družiš z bhaktami in poslušaš o Krišni, med tem, ko si vsakodnevno opet v svoje dolžnosti, v šoli pa v službi. To je kratko.
Dovidenja!
Ali je zdaj treba vse sup spustiti pa sam biti zavestni Krišne, ali to je bilo moja vprašanja.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. mostly we recommend that people stay where they are and practice Krishna consciousness there.
Večinoma priporočamo, da ljudje ostanejo na položaju, na katerem so, in praktikirajo tam, da res prišel.
There is a reason.
In to obstaja razlog.
It takes so much energy to change the external circumstances.
Da bi spremenili zunanje okoliščine, je potrebno veliko energije.
In Germany we have a devotee who lives outside and who changed her apartment.
V Nemčiji imamo eno baktino, ki živi zunaj in je zamenjala svoje stanovanje.
And she's totally upset.
In je strašno zamenjena.
All her things she had to...
Vse stvari mora preseliti.
And, you know, everything... It took so much energy.
In to je vzame toliko energije.
You can imagine how much energy it takes to now change your whole life.
Zdaj pa si
predstavljate... Not just the apartment.
Zdaj pa si poslušajte predstavljati, koliko energije še ne rabiš, da bi stabilitiral svoje življenje, ne pa samo stanovanje.
So much energy goes into these external arrangements.
In te zunanje aranžmaje je toliko energije.
Therefore, it is best to stay and change internally.
Zato je najboljše, da ostaneš in se stabiliš od znotraj.
Change your srce.
Spremeni svoje srce.
That is a... is more important.
To je bolj pomembno.
And you need all your energy for that.
In zato potrebuješ vso svojo energijo.
And you can do it when you stay even at your own place.
In to lahko stvariš tudi, če živiš na svojem lastnem mestu.
But sometimes we find ourselves in external circumstances which are just so impossible.
Ampak včasih, ko se znajdemo v zunanjih razmerah, ki so preprosto nemogoče.
For instance, if you work at a slaughterhouse.
Naprimer, če delate v klavnici.
And you get all this karma for the slaughter, for slaughtering animals, you must change.
In dobite vso to karmo od klane živali, to morate potem spremeniti.
Find a new job.
In poiskati novo službo.
Yes. So, this is the general rule.
To je zdaj splošno pravilo.
I feel if you just change externally and don't change internally, then you have really overlooked the main point of spiritual life.
Občutek, da če se zamenite samo na zunaj nekaj in ne pa v sebe odnotraj, potem ste zgrešili glavni namen duhovnega življenja.
Sometimes people believe that if I just go to the temple, then life will be easy. I don't have to cook.
Znači, da je mislijo, če bom prišel živeti v tem, da potem bo življenje lahko, ne bom jo treba kuhati.
I don't have to pay any rent.
Ne bom mi treba plačevati stanovine.
And I, that means I have so much freedom, I have so much time for spiritual life.
In to zdaj pomeni, da bom imel zelo veliko časa za duhovno življenje.
But rest assured, if someone goes to the temple who has not changed his heart first, then he will have problems also there.
Ampak bodite prepričani, da če kdo hoče priti živeti v templu, ni pa spremenil svojega srca, bo imel probleme tudi tam.
I personally think you should, it's good to stay where one is.
Osebno mislim, da je dobro, da vsak ostane tam, kjer je.
But then have a strong mission.
Potem, ampak da imaš močno poslanstvo.
To become Krishna conscious and to help other people to also become Krishna conscious.
Da sam postaneš zavestni Krišne in pomagaš še drugim, da postanejo prav tako zavestni.
You could learn the philosophy.
Lahko se učiš filozofijo.
Learn the modiči.
Učiš glasbo.
You can learn to play the mridanga drum.
Lahko se naučiš igrati tale boben mridango.
Yes. You can be educated in Krishna, many Krishna conscious fields.
Ako se izobraziš na mnogih področjih na zavesti Krišne.
Our Duda gives now a seminar which is very interesting to visit in Ljubljana. You can learn in Ferio or Kubu. You can learn systematically the philosophy.
No, recimo, Our Duda sedaj bo začelovali skočaj, ki bo se lahko zelo sistematično se naučili filozofije.
Yeah. And in this way, then you have learned Krishna consciousness well, you can do many things which are necessary to be done at your places.
Ko se naučiš dobro zavest Krišne, potem lahko počneš mnoge stvari potrebne, so potrebne doma.
That's the whole idea of this Namhata program.
To je cela ideja tega programa Namhata.
This Namhata is like a revolution.
Ta Namhata je kot revolucija.
You are in a revolutionary movement.
Vi ste v revolucionarnem gibanju.
The Namhata movement.
To je gibanje Namhata.
And we need not many people to work in this revolution.
In potrebujemo mnogo ljudi, ki bodo delali v tej revoluciji.
Yes, there are Namhata people who distribute books, one book every day, for instance.
Obstajajo članice Namhat, ki recimo delijo vsak dan eno knjigo.
Can you imagine how powerful this movement is if it will become if every Namhati distributes every day one book? I think it's very difficult to imagine even.
Kaj si lahko predstavljate samo, kako bi to bilo čudovito, če bi vsak član Namhata tudi vsak dan eno knjigo.
Oh, you can place the knjigo in the libraries of your town.
Ali pa lahko knjige daste v knjižnice v svojem mestu.
You should see yourself as part of the revolution and see, where is my place in this?
Morali bi sebe videti kot del te revolucije in se vprašati, kje je tudi moje mesto tukaj.
The temple is already full. But here there is a lack in the society for good Krishna conscious people.
Tukaj pa je pomankanje v družbi dobrih ljudi, zavestnih Krišne.
And there is no limit of what you can do.
In ni meja temu, kaj lahko naredite.
We have Namhatis in Germany who go regularly to the radio stations.
V Nemčiji imamo Namhatije, ki redno hodijo na radio.
And we have other Namhatis who produce prasadam.
In ste druge, ki proizvajajo prasadam.
And distributed everywhere.
In ga delijo povsod.
Even at rock and roll festivals. There are so many things to be done in Namhata.
Koliko stvari je, ki moramo postoriti v Namhata.
And then when you are fixed on your spiritual mission, the school you do on the side.
Naj potem, ko si utemeljen v svoje duhovno poslanstvo, potem to šolo lahko delaš ob strani.
See, nowadays in America there are many devotees who go to school again.
Zdaj v Ameriki so mnogi bahti, ki grijo spet v šolo.
Even a guru, Kama Krishna Goswami, goes to the university.
Celo guru, Kama Krishna Goswami, hodi na fakultete.
In Slovenija, the young Krishna conscious devotees want to go out of the school.
V Sloveniji pa mladi bahti, da veste, Krishna hoče biti manj iz šole.
To je kiva.
To je življenje.
Better if you stay where you are and you just improve your Krishna consciousness there.
Da boljše, da ostaneš, kjer si in od tam napreduješ svoje zavest Krishna.
And don't try to imitate the external situation of someone else.
In ne poslušaj imitirati, oponašati znane situacije enega drugega.
See, why is school so disturbing for you?
Zakaj je šola tako vznemirja?
Or why is your work so disturbing for you?
Ali pa zakaj je tvoje delo vznemirja?
Or why is your marriage so disturbing to you?
Ali pa zakaj je tvoj zakon tako zakon,
vznemirja? Zakon, yes. Zakon. Zakon.
Zakon ste
yes. It is because you are not total, you don't have, how do you say, deep spiritual roots.
To je zato, ker nimaš globokih duhovnih korenin.
Which can supply you always.
Ki lahko zmeraj hranijo.
This life will be difficult.
To življenje bo težavno.
I have a bad surprise for you.
Imam slabo presenečenje za
vas. Just listen to the surprise. You have to listen to the surprise. Yeah. You have to die.
Moraš umreti.
Uren. It's not easy.
Ni lahko.
You have to become diseased.
Moramo umreti.
You will be disappointed.
In bomo razočarani.
In our expectations.
V naših pričakovanjih.
But.
Ampak.
Ampak. Ampak. Ampak. If you're fixed in Krishna consciousness, this doesn't harm you at all. Don't think by running into the temple the difficulties will not will stop at the garderobe of the temple. You know, just hang there.
Mislim da će se preseliš u templu, da bude tvoje težave ostale na templjski garderobi i tam obisile.
Is that Avaduda?
Yes.
Let us learn our lesson now and here.
Učimo se svoje lekcije sedaj, tukaj in sedaj.
That is that we have to totally connect with Krishna all the time.
To pa je, da moramo biti ves čas popolnoma povezani s Krishna.
See, the essential point of Krishna consciousness is really to be fixed in Krishna with one's mind.
No, res bistvena točka v zavesti Krishna je, da smo res s svojim umom sredotočeni na Krishna.
The example has been given of the fish. The mind is like a fish and it has to swim in the ocean of remembrance of Krishna.
Dani primer, da je um kakor riba, ki bi morala plavati v oceanu Krishna.
And then Krishna, he will, then there will be no problem.
Potem ne bo problemu.
But any other solution in life will not work.
Katerakoli druga rešitev življenja pa ne bo funkcionirala.
I remember a very nice Krishna Leela which I want to tell you in this connection.
Spomnim se zelo lepe Krishna Leele, ki bom rad povedal s tem v zvezi.
The boys, no, the coward, friends of Krishna, this Goloka Vrindavan had gone into the forest herding their cows.
Krishnavi prijatelji pasirci so šli v gost past krave.
And when they were in the midst of the forest, a terrible forest fire broke out and surrounded them, coming closer and closer and closer.
No, in sredi gozda jih je pač so se znašli sredi gozdnega požara, ki je prihajal vse bliže in bliže in bliže.
Bliže, yes. Finally, they called out for Krishna.
In končno so poklicali Krishna.
And it is described that Krishna, who is all present everywhere, all of a sudden appeared in this forest fire.
In opisano je, da je Krishna, ki je vse posod prisoten, se kar najprej pojavil sredi tega gozdnega požara.
And he immediately told his friends, please close your eyes.
In je rekel svojim prijateljem, prosim vas, zaprite oči.
Because he knew that they would become very afraid about what he would do.
Zakaj? Ker je vedel, da se bodo zelo prestrašili, da če bi videli, kaj bomo naredil.
They then saw, no, then they didn't saw. Krishna just opened his mouth and swallowed all the fire.
In potem je Krishna samo odprl svoje usta in pogoltnil ves ogenj.
And then the friends opened their eyes.
In ko so prijatelji odprli svoje oči,
this gets now very mystical.
Zelo mistično.
They found themselves under a huge banyan tree, under the shadow of a huge banyan tree.
So se znašli pod zavetjem ogromnega drevesa banjanovca.
Maybe another verse, no longer at a place in the midst of a forest with all the ashes and so on.
Se pravi, da niso več bili na tistem mestu, v sredi gozda, s katerom poraprej.
They were in a very lush vegetation situation.
Ampak so bili zelo bogati situaciji z veliko zelenja.
So that is when we turn to Krishna.
Se pravi, to je, ko se mi vrnemo v Krishna.
And not only are we saved from the forest fire of material existence.
Ne samo, da smo rešeni gozdnega požara materialne eksistence,
but we will find ourselves in a totally new situation.
Ampak se bomo znašli v popolnoma nove situacije.
It may be that you will find yourself all of a sudden in India.
Mogoče se boste kar naenkrat prišli v Indiji.
Or in the temple.
Ali pa v templu.
But now, Sachinanda Swami, you are contradicting totally what you said so far. You just said we should stay where we are.
Danu kar si rekel, da bi morali ostati, kjer smo.
Why now all of a sudden you say you will may wake up and find yourself in a totally different place?
Zdaj kar naenkrat praviš, da se boste prebudili in boste se našli čisto na enem drugem mestu.
Well, the reason is that Krishna might arrange something for you. Not you, Krishna.
Razlog je da Krishna utegne ti aranžirati za tebe, ne ti, ampak Krishna.
And if Krishna arranges that, you will not waste any energy like I have described in the beginning.
Znači, Krishna tako aranžira, potem pa ne boš tratil energije, kot sem to opisal na začetku.
Because not your own relation.
Ker zdaj to ni tvoj lastni aranžman.
This is something to me sleep. Isn't this,
something to sleep on.
Yeah, something to sleep on. Do you have any other
questions?
In which way? One should associate the devotees and read and so on, so that this material device will not grow.
There are actually two ways to associate with devotees, and the second is really recommended.
Obstajata dva načina druženja s bahtami in drugi se priporoča.
In the first way, we associate just, let us say, very passively.
Prvi način druženja je, da se družimo zelo pasivno.
We come to the temple.
Ja prihajamo v temple.
We look around.
Se razgledamo.
We may take part in the programs also.
Lahko se tudi udeležujemo programu.
And hope that soon is compiled.
In upamo, da bo malo prihajalo.
But there is another way of associating where we look for the example of the devotee.
Je pa še en način druženja, kjer pa mi iščemo zgled.
And we actively follow his example, their example.
In aktivno sledimo njegovemu zgledu, njihovemu zgledu.
When you just passively associate,
če se družimo samo pasivno,
without changing anything in your life, you might find out that the material desires are coming up again.
Ne da bi kakoli spremenili svoje želje, potem potegnete videti, da tvoje materialne želje spet ne prihaja.
But if you look for an example for inspirations which you can also follow in your own lives, then you will see how something changes in your heart.
Če pa iščeš zgled in inspiracijo, katero boš lahko sledil tudi v svojem lastnem življenju, potem boš pa videl, da se prišli do spremembe v tvojem srcu.
Very nice question answered. What do you study?
Machinery.
What are your names, by the way?
My name is
Gregor.
Gregor.
Yeah. Gregor Ivanovich. Berto?
Yes,
Berto. Berti.
Berti.
Mitya.
Oh, ali se splača biti pozoren, skoncentriran na ta našo sidro materialno, ki te pač drži, ne, v materialni bedi, ali se splača vso energijo raje preusmeriti v meditacijo na Krišno, na njegove zabave, na aktivnosti bhakti. Recimo, moja izkušnja je, ne, da če se preveč ukvarjam s temi materialnimi, svojimi materialnimi vezanostmi, pa bedami, to ne.
Kako mi tiš ukvarjam? Poskušam rešiti?
Ja, poskušam rešiti tam. Ja, preveč razmišljam o njih, ja. Potem ja tam frustriran, pritisno, ne. Ali najraj samo, mislim, čim bolj meditiram na Krišno ilile, mantram, samo. In pa da me to, samo to inspirira, da tiste zgine, ne, vsi tisti problemi.
Is it better? Which of the two is better? If I think about these material attachments and try to solve them and engage with them in Or it's better to just forget them and completely
Let me just say something. This is the last question, and then I will, then we will do something else. Uno momento. I think at the very end, yes. Then we can already ask you, Alex, that is
yeah.
Good. See, generally, it is not so good if we become involved with our attachment too much. Even thinking all the time, oh, I'm so attached to women, oh, I'm so attached to this, to music, and to this and that and the other thing. Because then you meditate about, still about the things, but negatively. There was once this Brahmana who lived next to a prostitute. And every time the prostitute received a new man, he rolled a big stone before her house. So at the end of the life, there was a whole mountain. And so it happened that both of them left the body at the same time, and they came both to the gate of Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Now, the servants of Vaikuntha waved the prostitute through. But they said, stop to the Brahmana.
The Brahmana
was asking, why?
Brahmana was
you have some identification problem.
The women in the problem is identification.
I'm the good one, she's the bad one.
Yes, no, but all is Sala.
No, no, said the servant of God. She always thought, oh Krishna, help me. And you always thought, sex. Therefore now you have to be going on
prostitute.
And she goes to Krishna.
Krishna.
That's a very interesting illustration. But sometimes it helps a little bit to think about one's attachment. I, for instance, was totally attached to rock and roll music. I played rock and roll. I sang rock and roll. I ate rock and roll. I slept rock and roll. I fought rock and roll. It was not rock and roll, it was some other music. Rock and roll was a little too it was other music, avant-gardistic music. And I thought, I will never be able to become Krishna conscious. I can give up everything, but not my record.
Because it's simple for them, someone in one posture.
At first,
So,
after some time I thought, well, if I always think of Krishna, you know, I must do something with my attachment also.
And
then I just thought, well, I transfer my attachment from music to kirtan.
Sometimes it will be so, Mumba Pranesa Sana Vedana is the last kirtan.
I'm still practicing this today.
The devotees
who live in the temple with me, they know that sometimes I sing very loudly in my room at different melodies.
In Bhakti, ki ne poznajo v templju, ki živim, vedo, da časi zelo glasno svoje sami pojem razne melodije.
With the Hare Krishna melodije.
Hare Krishna melodije.
And sometimes, you know, I go to the temple and I find out that everyone smiles at me, and then I notice, oh, I was singing loud some Hare Krishna melodije.
Včasih se opazim, ko grem po templju, da se mi drugi smijo, potem se sam sebe vesačem, da sem opil sem razne Hare Krishna melodije glasno.
It works very much. Sometimes you have to look at your attachment and do something specifically to them.
Ja, to zelo fino funkcionira, ampak včasih pa moraš malo poskrbeti po svoje navezanosti.
Yes. I'm a living example of this. I was very attached. And even now I'm very attached.
To
attachment is a fact of life. The Buddhists who have no information of the spiritual world try to distill it.
Budisti, ki nima nobenega obvestila v duhovnem svetu, poskušajo to samo ubiti.
But we just transform it.
Mi pa to samo transformiramo, preobrazimo.
Okay, so now I will show you a slideshow of Mayapur. I hope that after seeing it you will all want to go there.
Zdaj pokažem dio projekcijo Mayapur in upam, da ko boste videli, boste na koncu vsi želeli oditi tja.
Maybe even we can organize a tour for all of our Namhadis to go to India.
Ako mogoče se organiziramo bot, da se naši namahati v Indijo.
Yeah. 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 He would immediately do it, I can see it in the face.
Thank you, about between 10 and 15.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Don't know. Maybe like a special tour only for them.
Yeah.
Don't you think that?
Otherwise it's a
little. Yeah, because it's so... Yeah, so yeah. Yeah.
I have some Mahaprasadam from Srila Sangam.
Yeah.
We can distribute with you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I
can give you.
Yeah. Okay. In the end. You don't forget to make copies of the slideshow and the theater play, right? You have to give me my actual name.
I asked him to say that he gave you. No?
I don't remember. Maybe he has given it to us. So, Dominic, has to follow Udata. Can you see the comp?
Yeah.
Good.
It is also that you like to bring in the Umschlag.
Good. Good. Yes. I just get the last piece, you know, trying to...
Yeah. Oh, hi, Krishna.
Who's our translator?